Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's August 19th, and I'm wearing a Wile E. Coyote New Era 5950 purchased from New Era. Today, we're going to talk about two Wile E. geniuses. One was self-avowed, developing one harebrained scheme after the other in an attempt to catch the Roadrunner, which, little remembered, he actually accomplished three times. These animated fellows were introduced in a short entitled Fast and Furious, which premiered in September 1949. Less than 2 years later, another Wile E. genius introduced a short, one who would be anything but little remembered, resulting in a Fast and Furious update to Major League Baseball's contract rules. We've talked about the Vec family a number of times, and we'll keep doing so, as there's a lot to talk about. Bill Jr. was the second of now four generations of Vecs who've strived to make baseball a more compelling experience. And while not everything the Vecs have tried has been a home run, witness Disco Demolition, which we talked about on July 12th, I dare say that their batting average is the best ever for baseball administrators, even if their team's records on the diamond haven't always reflected it. Just 6 weeks after buying the St. Louis Browns, Bill Vec sent Eddie Gaedel to the plate as a pinch hitter in the bottom of the first on this date in 1951. Wearing number 1/8, the 3'7" Gaedel would walk on four pitches, all high. I try not to break the rules, but merely to test their elasticity, Vec said of his approach. AL President Will Herridge was not amused, voiding Eddie's contract the following day.